I am sorry. Are you okay?
The podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
Hi, this is Michael Buffer, and you're listening to the voice of the people. Let's get ready for Boxing Voice.
Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling, every day I'm hustling, every day I'm hustling, every day I'm hustling, every day I'm hustling.
Did you thought tonight's crowd was pretty crazy? 80,000 in Australia. But
the crowd doesn't win fights, I do.
WBC lightweight champion of the world.
You ever been in Australia?
No, I never been, but I look forward to it. Going to go pick up some belts out there.
Didn't have to sell a chain to make a fight. All we got to do is make that flight. Gonna hide behind them jugs, but Lord Devin Haney gonna stand above. I'm serious, George Gambosi.
Go!
I'd like to wish you all a very warm welcome to Australia, everyone.
You know, I want to show all my experience, everything that it took to get to this point. I want to show the world.
Well, who's the best young fighter in the game?
Me, by far.
For the 54th consecutive round, Devin Haney has outlanded his opponent in total connect.
He can hit the mitts, he can hit the bag all he wants, but it's different when you're in there with Devin Haney.
That most of you in trouble.
TheBoxingBoys.com.
You said a lot. You did a lot. Tomorrow, you're in trouble.
Pussy!
I'd fight you in your backyard if I had to, because I know that I'm going to beat you. And you'll see June 5th.
Wow.
The universally recognized, undisputed lightweight champion of the world, Devin the Dream Haney.
SDS Promotions.
Yeah.
What up, what up, what up, what up? What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome back to another edition of the Boxing Voice Radio. This afternoon, 4 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, we are going to be talking Devin Haney and the fact that it looks like the boxing industry or the boxers in the industry seem to think that Devin is sweet. We got Conor Benn taking shots and even the young prospect Ernesto Mercado taking shots. So we'll give you all that information, screen share, whatever audio and tweets we have for this show, and then open up the phone lines. We have Discord available, and X Spaces is available as well. The landline open and able to be reached if you want to call in via your cell phone or your landline. Yeah, man. So today we were made aware that Conor Benn got cleared of any wrongdoing, and he's cleared to fight. He proved his innocence in his PED situation and began to call people out. He has a whole list of people he called out. Tank was someone he also verbally disrespected like he did Devin, but I think that he went a little bit further with Devin due to the context of his message. That being said, Ernesto Mercado was being interviewed and also took some shots at Devin Haney as well, which brought us to today's show. The former undisputed champ is being treated like nothing more than a prospect that suffered multiple losses. Non-champions, non-contenders, prospects are calling Devin out. The disrespect is at an all-time high, and it is my opinion that they believe that Devin is sweet. What they saw, they can't unsee, and they believe they can replicate it. But like the intro says, it's different when you're in there with Devin Haney, especially on an even playing field. But boxing fans are fickle. We seem to forget how good Devin was before he got cheated, and it seems he will have to prove that again and earn his respect amongst his peers, because these are his peers that are disrespecting him. It's not even fans we're talking about. These are boxing fans having these things to say. But let me go ahead and show you what exactly has been said on behalf of Conor Benn. And we'll start with that. and then get into the Ernesto Mercado. So this was Conor's first tweet. He says, absolutely anyone can get it. Satsum Head, Jervumpalampa, Earl Spence, and Devin Diddy Haney. Anyone faced with Hardeen smoke coming out the nose. So this is what we're talking about. And as you can see, I don't even know who the hell Satsum Head is. I'm assuming it's Eubank. I'm assuming Jervumpalampa is Gervonta Tank Davis. Earl Spence, he didn't disrespect. And he called Devin Diddy Haney. So that's one of his shots. He comes back not too long after and says this. Still crying about Eddie not getting your tickets or these Diddy investigations making you sweat? At Real Devin Haney, I will snap you in half. 100 emoji. So, again, and, you know, Conor, he's on Matchroom. He's got a big name welterweight right there that he refuses to call out. You know, so people trying to act like Devin is sweet, but in actuality, you're cherry picking. You see vulnerability. You're not calling out the guy in your division. You're calling out a guy below your division. Conor Ben doesn't want to call out Boots, who's right there at his 147-pound weight limit with the same promoter, both cleared to fight. Nah. Let's call out the 135-pounder in Tank or the 140-pounder in Devin or even the 160-pounder in Chris Eubank Jr. So I'm not really understanding Conor's energy. You're literally picking smaller men. You've never fought at 140 or 135, but you want to fight those guys. The Eubank fight, I guess that's okay because it's above the weight, but he's not looking good. Trying to look tough, but he's not looking good because if you want to talk tough, do tough things, and fight the guy in your division who people believe is the man. But we also have Ernesto Mercado, who took shots at Devin Haney. And this is that audio.
Your pick to fight anybody in the division, who would that fighter be?
For sure not Devin Haney, man. Just because I feel like he's going to hit me with a lawsuit, double homicide or something, you know, after I'm done fighting him.
Your pick to fight anybody in the division, who would that fighter be?
For sure not Devin Haney, man. Just because I feel like he's going to hit me with a lawsuit, double homicide or something, you know, after I'm done fighting him.
Your pick to fight.
So they ask him, your pick to fight, and he said, definitely not Devin Haney because I feel like I'm going to get hit with a lawsuit or a double homicide or something after I finish fighting him. So again, shots being fired even from the prospect. Shout out to Sean Zettel that had young Ernesto, a.k.a. Tito Mercado, on the show. Now, Tito will be fighting Saturday, so, you know, we'll get to see how much of these words are talk or can he produce action on a level that can defeat a young Devin Haney. Because, again, Haney has proven what he can do. It's up to the Conor Benz and the Tito Mercados to get on his level. He's already former undisputed. He's already a former 140-pound WBC champ. He's already a two-division champ. He's already has more accolades than both men taking shots at him. So, you know, to me, it falls on deaf ears. It's always fun because that's how you build the fight. But at the same time, you know, you actually have to do something. You can't just be calling dudes out or talking about guys when you're not putting in that work yourself. But if you want to call in, you know how to do so. Discord is available. X Space is also available if you want to voice your opinion. And the landline will be rocking and rolling about another 14 to 15 minutes. We do need callers to keep the show going. If not, I report it and we done. We got Big Gucci Nick. What up?
Yo.
Big Gucci.
Yo, how the audio sound this?
Straight.
All right.
Shout out to the Boxing Voice, two-tone the Superstar Voice. Smash the like and subscribe for your new present. We'll increase the amount of yams next year.
Let's go.
That was supposed to be Trump. It sounded very low. You need to send me the audio. It sounded very low, but it sounded like Trump.
Oh, yeah, bro. It's just crazy. I'm going to DM you that shit so you can play it. That sound by is fire, man. You got to play it when two tones on, man. But, yo, on to the topic. Shit, Mercado talking that grease, man. Devin Haney, honestly, I had my doubts in him when he moved up to face Regis. I thought Regis was going to win, and he just made it look too easy, man. I feel like if Devin Haney moves up to 147, he'll take care of Mercado. I feel like the same way he took care of Regis, but as far as the Conor-Ben fight goes, man, that's a really dangerous fight, man. I'm keeping tabs on Conor-Ben. I've always ranked him, and he just recently uploaded some bag work. Man, he looking sharp, man. The thing I like about Conor-Ben is, man, he really uses his legs to kind of move his head around and really get out the way, man. So I'm really liking what I'm seeing from Conor-Ben, but I got to see that return, man. I got to see that return. Right now, I would love Devin Haney to get, like, a tune-up fight, man. I'm not calling Mercado a tune-up, but I feel like he can beat Mercado and is able to beat better names at 147, like Blair to Flair, man. But yeah, man, that's news to me, man. I like seeing these guys having a squabble through Twitter, man, because it kind of spices up the division and shit, man. And I like to hear from Bill Haney when Devin's supposedly gonna return, man, because apparently he started camp. So if you could get a whole Bill Haney, man, we need some answers. When's our boy going to be back? You feel me? You haven't heard anything about that, and that's when he's going to return?
Negative.
Yeah, man. Hopefully, it's early next year, man. I don't think the ring rust is going to do a whole lot. I think it will play a part, but he really needs that time to recover well, man. I think that's more important than anything. But yeah, man, that's my call. I'm going to keep listening. And Ness, look at your DM. I'm about to send that soundbite. You heard?
You got it. All right, we're going out to Joe Pilot.
Yo, you hear me?
Loud and clear. All
right, man. You already know it's me again, man. The most avoided caller. Yo, it's just crazy. We got to keep the same energy because when Devin was building up the fight for Regis, he was calling out Conor-Ben. He was calling out Keith Thurman. So now it's a problem that Conor-Ben want to fight him. Now it's a problem. And then after he beat Regis, he went on your show and all he said was SMD, Conor. Yeah, after you clout chased and use his name to build up your 33,000 soul paper.
At Kroger Pharmacy, Care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Views and versus Regis, you telling him the SMD, he wanted that smoke with Devin. Who the hell been avoiding Devin? Who been avoiding this guy? Who, Tank? Man, you talking about people with options, bro. There's been people that have been wanting to fight Devin. Man, before, Frank Mortifier wanted to fight Devin. He didn't want to fight Scorba. He wanted to fight Devin. Oh, we forgot that. They replayed it this Saturday. It's just ridiculous that this guy, who's been ducking this dude? This guy's only calls out names when he's building up a fight. Keith Thurman said it. He went on your show and said it. He's like, send me an offer. Let's talk. He said it, and Bill Cat got his tongue. He didn't say nothing. Oh, okay, now that Ryan beat him, now all that is forgotten? I hope you didn't forget that. You remember that, right? When he was building up the Regis fight, he was calling out Thurman, calling out Conor-Ben. You know, the only name he gingerly didn't say was Boots.
I mean, the truth is that was Bill calling out Ben. The truth is when I had Devin on the show, he literally said he don't want to fight Conor. He brings nothing to the table. He ain't do shit, and he can suck his dick.
Yeah, that's what I'm I'm saying? So now, but when Bill's on here, we always say Devin doesn't talk to the media because Bill talks for him. So which one is?
Yeah, but does but Bill speak? You can't for say. I mean, you wasting Devin, you wasting your breath to say does asking that question when literally the man said it out his mouth, right?
What said what out his mouth?
That he doesn't want to fight Conor and for Conor to suck his dick on my show. Did you forget?
No, but that's what I'm trying to say. But Bill, we say Bill speaks for Devin.
Okay, so if Bill is speaking, son, isn't that speaking my for brother, Devin? My brother. But that's what I'm saying. Like, you choosing to waste your call. Bill called out Conor all those months ago. Devin cleared that up all those months ago.
All right, so but I mean, it's just kind of crazy.
How long ago was he at Hardeen, my brother? How long ago was he at Hardeen for you to say it's kind of crazy? Is the same month that Bill was calling out Conor, Devin came to the studio and said, "I don't want to fight Conor. He ain't do nothing to get a fight." Like, what are you talking about? Then we had Conor on the show, and Bill was trying to smooth it over.
We got to keep the same energy then. We got to tell Bill when he gets back on here calling these fighters out.
But that's the thing. The truth is you not keeping the same energy because when Bill was trying to fight Conor, y'all was saying stay in the division. So now Conor trying to fight Devin, you should be saying stay in the division to Conor and fight Boots Ennis. That's who you should be calling out. The same way y'all was telling Devin, stop calling out 47-pounders. Y'all literally said, stop calling out 47-pounders unless you're going to call out Boots. And then Bill had to say, we'll fight Boots.
No, I didn't say that. I never said that. I said, if you're going to move up, let's keep the same energy with Bill, bro. So Bill can come out here, cloud chase fighters to build up his shitty pay-per-views. And then after the fight is done, he gets a pass. It's not Devin.
Yeah,
so which one is it? When he gets back
you absolutely get a pass if you build because you're the manager, just like Rick Mirigan. How many fights a day does Rick Mirigan talk about, and how many does he actually make? Come on, cut the shit. Y'all just be fucking biased, dick rotting Bill and head Devin. They public enemy number one. Y'all hate him for no fucking reason. That's why we doing this show. You got dudes that never did shit in their fucking life. Calling out Devin. You ain't never won a world title. You calling out Devin. The disrespect is at an all-time high, and that's why I'm doing the show. Y'all don't even get it. You talking about, he called him out. Bro, Bill could do what he want. He the manager. He's supposed to do that. That's what Rick Mirigan do.
So we're not going to take Bill's call out serious then? Or none of these managers serious then? The call out you take serious
is the one attached to a contract, my brother. It's always been that way.
Okay, let's remember this day, bro.
It's always been that way, right? Like,
because Bill gets passes, bro. Bill can call out Keith, and you could do three ways with Keith. And then Keith is talking about sending him a contract. Crickets. Nothing said. Like, come on, bro.
You got selective hearing because you act like you didn't hear the interview where Keith said he's not interested and that he got bigger shit on the horizon. And then that's when we found out he had the Zoo fight. You got to play catch up, man.
You're looking bad on this call.
How you going to tell me what Keith said? Whether he said he wanted the fight or not, we all know that he texts me and I announced that Keith said no. Cut the shit, bro. Don't make me pull up the text.
I am.
You think I'm not?
We know, but Keith said, send him the contract on the show. So Keith might have been capping too, but if the money was right, he would have fought Devin. You think he wouldn't have fought Devin? He said it. He sent him the money. Send him the contract. And make him duck. Make him duck. Is that Bill gets passes. Bill gets passes calling out all these fighters and speaking for behalf of Devin. And now when they want to fight him, you know, Devin said that after the fight. Why he said it after the fight? Because he already did what he wanted. He wanted to use Conor's Ben's name. Sure, it's not big over here, but in boxing circles, we know Conor Ben, you know. He's the egg cheat. We know what he is, but they use his name to sell the pay-per-view, bro. We know what it is. They always do that. They always doing that. They always calling out these fighters.
There
when they
go
gotta
right
fight
there. There go let's, right let's, there. Let's, there go right there. Monday, December 11th, 8:53 p.m. Bro, talking Bro, you're right. You're right. Talking with you, I really don't have interest in Devin. And I'm going to screen share this because I'm no liar, but I shouldn't have to do this. It said right there. Right there. So y'all got to get y'all shit together, man.
He said it on the show. He said it on the show.
My homie, it don't matter what he said on the show. I announced on the show that Keith texted me and said he don't want the fight. What the fuck is wrong with you? No. He said it on the show, but what he texted me don't matter after he said it on the show. He changed his mind. He changed his mind.
But send him a contract anyway. Maybe you can entice Keith.
If the man changed his mind or his higher ups told him you ain't fighting nobody on that side of the street, we got Zoo for you. Come on, man. Wake up, Joe.
Man, Keith can do whatever he wants, though. Then he can go. How many more fights does Keith really had at that point?
Okay, but what are we arguing? You just try to make it seem like Devin was capping trying to get the Keith fight, and then Keith said he wanted to send a contract, and it never came. Now, I show you that was cap, and you still saying send a contract to Keith. Come on, you lost.
No, never sent it to him.
I got to go. You wildin'. My man talking about he never sent it. How you going to send a contract to a dude that literally said, I don't want the fight? Like, where's the sense in that? Now, let me send him the contract so his team and them could go over it and officially tell us they don't want the fight instead of third-party texting Ness. Like, what are we talking about here today? Y'all terrible, bro. Everybody want Devin to fall. That's all this is. You looking for a way desperately to make him look bad so that you can say he never sent Keith a contract. Well, the facts is there. Keith didn't want a contract. Like, terrible, man. Leonard Sterling, 5-pounder. Ben need to calm down. UCAD has 21 days to appeal rights. UCAD uses its first NADP cleared him to fight. Will BBFC block him in the UK and Riyadh season? Are they the commission in Riyadh season? I don't know that they could block him over there. That would have been dumb of them to use the BBFC over there because they didn't have a commission, remember. So that would have been dumb of them to bring that commission because they ain't no joke. They ain't no joke. E92, $2. Only opinions, Ness. Don't get emotional over men. Brother, what could I do? It's just, you know, when we ignore the facts, it gets frustrating talking to y'all when y'all going to, like, purposely ignore the truth and make shit up to fit your narrative or your call. It's pretty crazy. But looks like we're about to end the show. Ness GTO, Instagram and Twitter, last call for alcohol. If you're interested to call in, now is the time. Guess we picked the wrong topic right? So we'll do, let's see, we'll put a couple, like, maybe 3 minutes to give people time to call in. Bo Rogers, what up?
Yo, yo, here I come to say today. What up with you, Ness?
Chilling.
Yeah. So, you know, all these guys calling Devin Haney out like Devin Haney was calling everybody else out. I got to get in his ass. I know that's your boy. But I got to get in his ass because we got to keep the same energy all the way across the board. Seems like Devin just want to fight undersized white boys. That ain't cool. But that's what it looked like what he liked to do. So Conor Benn is out of the question. He took his chance on Ryan, a nice-sized Mexican guy, and that went all wrong for him. So he ain't trying to do that. The dude that but those other dudes that's calling him out, I hate when they do that. That's why, you know, these guys supposed to learn this shit years ago. Stop calling out people. Let your team do what they got to do. But stop calling out people, because when you call out people, knowing it's all this shit they got to go through before the fight can happen, it just make you look like a fraud. It makes me think you ain't real about it, because soon as you got the opportunity to get over there where he at. Now, if these guys that's calling Devin out don't make it to we go wherever he at, then they are clout chasing. But Devin Haney did the same thing, too, so I guess I can't really be mad. Because all he's been doing, clout chasing, him and Terrence Crawford, wait for the pieces to fall into the right places. If you play the game the right way, you know, that's what you're supposed to do. But these guys ain't trying to give us a fight that's really we are asking them to give us. You know, these prospects out here, they want the prospect, don't want to fight the prospects. They want to fight the champions and shit, don't want to test themselves against each other. It just make me look at them all like they all just a bunch of frauds. You know, only real motherfuckers out there, probably Lamont Roach and goddamn people like that right there. I'm going to start hanging my head on them type of guys because they answer the call. You call them boys ain't turning down no smoke. Everybody else turning down smoke. They got this to go do. They got that to go do. Or they'll call somebody in another division, two divisions apart from them, so they know it's going to be difficult to make the fight. And everybody fall for it. And I just don't get it. You know, I've been calling into the show now for over a year. You know, and it just don't make sense to me. Why ain't these guys using common sense and understanding how boxing works? You're not going to get the fight you're asking for. The fight that you're asking for ain't coming because you're asking for it. They're not going to give it to you until there's no other choice but to give it to you. Because they feel like if they do give you the fight, then you're going to walk away from the sport. You ain't going to want to watch that other person no more. So that's why they do what they do. The fans got to get better.
It's not your time.
All right. Last call for callers. If you're trying to call in, now is the time. If not, we back at it tomorrow, 6 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 9 a.m. Eastern. We got Leonard Sterling, 2-pounder. BBSC is the commission for Riyadh season Saudi events. Damn, that sucks. Yeah, that sucks. I don't know why they did that. No bueno. All right, then. That is everybody. Catch me on the next one tomorrow. Peace.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.